Kyle, what an amazing show that was.
It's good.
That was nice, because honestly, when I was thinking about it, because I had to delete one of the stories, it was one of the ghosts.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I forgot. The Lucasfilm one is possibly...
It's heavy.
It's the biggest one I think we've done.
Yeah.
Like, real talk, I think, like there's three separate stories in that one story alone.
For sure, you know? Yeah.
What? And
a lot of implications with that one.
A lot of implications. That said, Kyle, how you doing? How you feeling, man? How you holding up?
Feeling great.
Yeah.
A little peek behind the curtain. I'm happy that you don't worry about length of show anymore.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. Which
is fantastic.
Because I really do think it's just, as long as I don't hit 2 hours, I think I'm good.
For sure. I get that.
Yeah.
I 100%.
I feel like if, because I think normally what I'm aiming for is 120 minutes. And then when I hit over...
Which is 2 hours.
Yeah. Is it 2 hours?
You said 120 minutes. You meant an hour 20?
Yeah, hour 20. Sorry.
Yeah.
Look at me coming again. Nothing
wrong. Mona!
Mona! And that's what I'm usually aiming for. But like, if we're having so much fun, why stop that? I've been also thinking about just like things. If what you've been playing is at the end of the show rather than at the beginning of the show. And that being like the let's take off our shoes type of thing, you know?
Kind
of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Kyle, I gotta...
You can try that out maybe next week.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Patrons, let us know. Let us know. Because usually, for sure. Like, peek behind the curtain again. Usually, the what you've been playing is to get us warmed up. You know what I mean? To get the pipes rolling.
Mm-hmm. But even then, I feel like the last couple of times we've sat down to record, we warm up. Even before hitting record on Audacity, just bullshit around. So like,
we were looking at pictures of the turret.
I was trying to figure out those Star Wars characters. You know that little Wookiee / Ewok dude?
The guy with the dope ass mustache. Got a dope ass mustache. I got a question for you. This one, honest to goodness, I want you to let me in on this.
Oh man,
what is the biggest cinema sin? What is the bigger one?
Talking in movies.
You just get slapped. Honestly, I just walk up, not even warning. Even if it's just a small child.
Fucking hit it.
Bam. Someone's got to police these kids, you know? What's the bigger sin? Having never watched Top Gun or having never watched Back to the Future?
Oh, Back to the Future is...
Thank you.
Yeah. That, I feel like that is a bigger sin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sure, Top Gun is... Whatever. Right. Like, I can barely remember Top Gun, if I'm completely honest. Right. I don't even know if I've seen the full thing.
Right.
But you have to watch Back to the Future.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm in a DM with Luke Lore and our friend Kev, right? They've watched Top Gun. They're quoting it all the time. They're calling themselves Goose. Whatever. and like, I got you six. Whatever. And is it Goose?
Are they
Goose?
Calling each other? Are they each calling themselves Goose?
No, I'm just bullshitting there. But like, because that's the only thing I know. And that like, play volleyball.
I get it.
And because who can't remember that? But like, they're just like, no. I think they're equal. They're equal in cinema sinness. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
No.
Like, and here's the thing. Here's even like our friend Luke. Has never seen Back to the Future, and he thinks it's dumb.
He thinks it's dumb without seeing it.
Yeah. And I got the poster right there. I've seen it in theaters when they did, like, what is it?
Oh, that's awesome.
I think that's how I got the poster.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, I watch that movie every year.
I need to get them on 4K eventually. That's on my list.
I think we have them on 4K.
Oh, man. No, man. Back to the Future is special.
Yeah.
It's one of the few pieces of media that gets time travel, like, correct.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, time travel, stupid. I'm like, I know, dude. I know. And it's just like, I think I'm going to go downstairs and go watch it. What we've done here. But like, Top Gun, I was just like, I'm going to see if it's on it's on no streaming service. It's not even on, like, your cable box. I tried it's Showtime. Not? No.
Top Gun isn't?
No.
That's odd.
Yeah, I know, right? And I think I remember watching it as a kid. I just couldn't get into it.
That's really weird.
Yeah. I feel like it's like on Die Hard.
I think it's on Hulu.
No, Hulu, but like you have to pay, like it's that's like the $10 version of Hulu.
There's different versions of Hulu.
Yeah, now? We got the free or not the free version. We got like the $5 version.
I don't like that.
Yeah. But like it's definitely Back to the Future.
It's 100% Back to the Future. Luke, you're wrong and you should feel bad.
Dude, right? What a fucking idiot. Honestly. Honestly, what a big dummy. He should feel bad.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching Endgame after this.
Oh yeah?
I'm ramping up for WandaVision, so I'm getting back and watching the. Because tomorrow, and then tomorrow will be Far From Home, and then I'm good.
Oh,
I've only seen Far From Home once, and that was in theater.
Really?
Last summer? No, not last summer. Oh my god, 2 years ago now, and I was very sick. I was coughing throughout the whole thing. I felt terrible. It was not a good movie going experience for myself and probably others around me.
How did you like it the second time around?
I haven't watched it a second time.
That's gonna be tomorrow. Okay. That's the thing you're waiting for. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was also looking while you were talking. I was also looking. There's a band. Oh, there you go. There's a band out there because like I was playing Fortnite and there's like this one song on the radio. I was like, because they now have like real songs in the cars.
Oh,
yeah. All right. But like it didn't tell me the name, so I was like. So it was kind of like I was Mr. Krabs going, "What's the bee boo boo bop boo boo beep in the Google?" And there's one band called Oh My God, They Found Me. I don't know how, but they found me. And it me and I'm like, that's a Back to the Future quote. That's the coolest band name ever. And it's all in caps.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
I've been watching MCU as well. I watched Ragnarok yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, this movie's almost flawless.
Yeah. And
you wanna know what movie I watched?
What?
Iron Man 2. I was like, is that as bad?
I'm not gonna hate you on that one.
Is it as bad as what people think? And it is.
I understand where people are when some people are saying like MCU movies aren't really all that good in comparison to other things, right. But like they're still fucking hit the spot perfectly.
Yes.
When you want to just sit there and veg out and watch a good action flick and have a good time, MCU is the way to go.
Yeah.
Like, so I started this week. I really should have started with Thor Ragnarok now that I'm thinking about it, because that is another one I haven't seen in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I started with Captain Marvel because that was one that I also haven't seen from the theaters.
Okay, with the SJW goggles off, what do you think?
I don't own those goggles, sir. They're gone.
Yeah.
After the theater, I was super high on it. It's one of my favorite in the MCU.
Oh, really?
Second rewatch the other day, mm-hmm. still equally as good. Okay. I love Captain Marvel. It gets too much shit. I think Brie Larson kills it.
Oh, yeah.
I love Captain Marvel.
Dude,
it's fantastic.
People hate Brie Larson because she is truly the first, like, female superhero in terms of like having her own standalone thing.
Having powers and
yeah.
stuff.
It's yeah, like yeah. the quartering yelling at like any female doing or any person of color doing anything that he thinks he should
Absolutely.
Be doing. that's what I got. I think Captain Marvel is a solid flick, but it does land somewhere in the middle for me. Because yeah. I feel like Phase 3 MCU is the best. And I think all those movies are just fucking great. For the most part. I think Guardians really was meh. But like other than that, like Black Panther is
Whoa.
Black Panther is like one of the best MCU movies.
Oh my god.
I still don't know if I have the strength.
Before you continue.
Yeah.
Just like how much do you miss Chadwick Boseman?
I was watching Civil War and I'm just like, this is
The moment, because I rewatched Infinity War last night, the moment where Cap and them go into, they breach the security wall to and are in Wakanda, and you just see the statue of the Panther, and like, oh, instant tears.
I still don't have the strength to watch Black Panther.
Yeah.
And the thing that sucks is I am of the lot that go. As much as I love Chadwick, this character needs to live on.
I get it.
And I think that's what Chadwick would have wanted.
Sure.
Is to pass the mantle. I get it, because I think out of any super... And I'm saying this And maybe it is because he has passed that. I have more gusto when I'm saying this. He is the perfect cast for a superhero. And I think one of the things that gives it that way is we didn't know Black Panther as much, at least I didn't. But, like, Black Panther fucking hit on a level for me. And that mm-hmm. character and him as, like, mm-hmm. having that thick-ass Chicago accent and then just having that, like, that Wakandan accent as well just, like, seem like, oh, that's how he talks.
See, right there. You said the Wakandan accent.
Yeah.
Wakanda's not a real place.
Yeah.
But yet, with that accent, makes it feel like it's in this world. Like, I can go visit if I want
to. Yeah. And just, so, like, that movie was just so stylish. It was just so fucking colorful and different and fucking awesome, dude. Like, there's only one white person in that movie. And, like, the thing is, it's just like, I'm...
Two. Because you have...
Fucky at the end?
Gollum.
Oh, right,
Andy
Serkis.
Andy Serkis. And you have... the guy Bilbo. From Civil War. Bilbo. Yep.
Yeah.
What's his name? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. He has an American accent. Jesus Christ. Hire an American for that.
No, yeah. Letitia Wright as Shuri is freaking amazing.
Yes, but I heard she's an anti-masker, and that is very much disappointing me.
Oh, Letitia, no.
I know. And oh my god, his mother. Oh my god, why can't I remember her name? Oh my god.
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett is the most beautiful fucking woman.
And Lupita. Oh my god, what a fucking cast.
I know, the cast is amazing.
And what's his name? Oh god.
Killmonger?
No, Michael. I know Michael B. Jordan. Daniel Kaluuya.
Yes!
Get Out.
Yes!
And the guy who plays M'Baku, too.
God.
Fucking is amazing.
Again. I think that's the best MCU movie.
God, shout out, just in general, to the MCU casting director.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned, like, they nailed Chadwick as Black Panther. Like, that is perfect casting.
Mm-hmm.
They also nailed Captain America and Steve Rogers. Mm-hmm. And they nailed Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Like,
yeah.
Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk after the Edward Norton nonsense.
Hey,
like,
real talk. The Hulk and Black Widow romance. What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
People seem to hate it. I'm coming at you just asking the question.
I don't mind it.
I think it makes sense. And that's another one that I'll get canceled for. I think it makes sense.
The canceled room.
What's up, gang? We're here from Skeeter from Saved by the Bell. Right? What's his name, Skeeter?
Skeeter! Screech.
Right.
No, that's even wrong. Hold on a second.
No, I think it's Screech.
Is it?
It's me.
The moment you said Skeeter, I was like, everything around me turned into the Doug animated show world. Like, where am I?
It's me. It's Screech. It's Shooter McGavin. Welcome to the canceled room.
Yeah, Screech.
I like the romance between Hulk and Black Widow because they both can't commit to each other. Like their love is like truly like or romance is truly it's not physical because I think for both of them they can't be physical. Yeah, and I like that. That's different. It's cool, right? Mm-hmm. So like that's what I like about that. And my best friend just hates it, but.
Ugh.
I do want to point out that in canon, because I was watching Iron Man 2, and they make such a point about how hot Scarlett Johansson is, like at every angle, and I get it.
Yeah.
And I texted my friend Amy, I was like, you know, it is canon that Black Widow has given Iron Man, Steve Rogers, and Hulk a boner. Nobody thinks about that. Nobody thinks about that. There's multiple lines. Pepper says it to Tony. She's like, "You're staring at her so long. That's a sexual harassment claim." So you're like, "Bam, that's there." And like he's staring there for like in that movie 25 long seconds of awkward. Like that is a harassment lawsuit.
Yeah.
She kisses Steve, and like he makes an allusion to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Hulk, because you know, I get it.
Yeah,
canon. Think about it.
Canon.
That being said, phase 3 of MCU, back to that. fantastic.
It is fantastic. You know, are we gonna get? Are we going to get a big screen version of a MCU phase again, or is it strictly going to be the Disney Plus shows are the next the phases going forward, and we'll get a movie here and there? Because they like that Disney Plus lineup is jam packed,
dude. I cannot wait for Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh my god, that's March, I think.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Loki, I think, is May.
They're already writing a season two for that show.
Yes! Give it to me.
Yeah.
Just, I want to soak in it.
Yeah.
Just bask in its glory.
And that's the thing, like, this phase is going to be so much weirder. And there's a part of COVID as well, I think, has given these movies a forced break. So I think, like,
for sure,
when Black Widow comes back in a theater near you, if there's even a theater, I think,
yeah,
I think we're going to get hyped for that. Like, you know, like, yeah. It's, yeah. I think it's going to be a combination of the shows and movies now, because like I was talking to my brother about it. I was like, why isn't Black Widow just like put it on Disney Plus?
Right.
And my brother's like, there are just some movies you can't, like James Bond. You can't, because like Sony projects that movie is going to make close to $1 billion. So like they tried selling it, I think, to Netflix for around there, and they just couldn't get it. Like there's just some movies just have that much production into it that they can't. Sure. Like even with The Mandalorian, when you take a look at that, it's truly impressive and yes, hella expensive. But when you take a look at really what those set pieces are, it is just like tops five people in a scene.
Sure.
You know? And that's how small those sets are. So like when you're having like a Black Widow, yeah, it's huge because you're taping in different locales, you know.
Can I just say how awful I feel, and this is something I need to actually watch completely from start to finish. Mm-hmm. I think I watched two seasons, but like shout out to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for
you know
walking and letting all these Disney Plus shows run and be a thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, those first couple seasons are pretty damn great.
I try to watch a few episodes of season one, and I just couldn't.
All right. That's fair, I guess.
I heard Hellrider is in it, and he has a car, though. Right? Did I fuck up that name, too?
I 100% understand the fog is a real thing.
Did I fuck up that name,
you
too?
You just said Hellrider for Ghost Rider.
Oh, yep. Ghost Rider.
At least you got the writer part right.
Dude, I'm telling you, with COVID, like...
Talk about bad movies, by the way.
Oh, my God. Ghost Rider. I tried to watch 30 minutes of that, and I just could not.
Saw both in theaters. Not great.
Dude, I have to, like, go back in text messages because I'm forgetting words.
No, I get it.
Like, it's nuts.
But just know I'm never going to let you live down that you said Moana's Mona. Ever. Ever.
It's like they sing her name so much.
Right?
Oh my god. That movie is so fucking good though.
It's good.
It's like so much better than Frozen, by the way.
I'll just say that. Yeah.
I like Frozen.
Same.
But like Moana.
Frozen 2? Real damn good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real damn good.
Those SJWs got in the way of it. Kyle.
Damn it.
Listen. Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Good. I don't think great. But I really do think phase three is really where Marvel like hit its peak to me. And that's like, oh my god, like these movies are legitimately great. Because like when you go back to phase one, you're like, okay, this movie's good. Like Iron Man 1, of course, set the bar. It's fantastic. Captain America 1, good, solid movie. Thor, not good. And then you got what? I think after that is...
Hulk was technically a part of it.
Oof.
And then Avengers.
And then Avengers, and that's great.
Which is wild when you go back and watch those the first phase. Yep. Specifically, Captain America and Avengers is where I noticed the most. Like, Captain America has a gun and is shooting people. Like, that is still universal.
Yeah.
Universal movies. So, like, yeah, Cap has a gun, he's shooting.
Right, because like, it wasn't, they weren't owned by Marvel, at, or sorry, Disney at that, it was Paramount.
No. Yeah, Paramount Universal, like that is the...
And it was...
So the first Avengers was their movie. That's why Captain America does have a gun when they're trying to fix the helicarrier from going down, and he's shooting, whatchamacallit,
so Hydra. When did it become Disney?
It was shortly after, I believe.
Yeah.
When did Marvel get bought out?
Yeah, I want to know this. I need to know.
Because, yeah, I it's very distinct when I go back and watch those movies.
Yeah, yeah.
2009, it was bought.
Okay.
And Avengers, I think, was 2009. No, Avengers was 2012.
But it was still Paramount. Some, there had to be some type of
maybe because the Hulk was in there,
maybe,
and that was the reason why it wasn't a part of the Marvel banner yet.
We need a lawyer.
That's it. Yeah, that's interesting though.
Huh. But it is wild. That is fucking so crazy wild. Yeah, Cap has a gun. Also, the my brother and I were watching it yesterday, Captain America, and. All right, here's a little thing for you. So, historically, I love historical weapons. It gets me off. Okay? I don't know why. It's weird. But Peggy Carter has a Walter PPK. Or is it a PPK? In... Yeah, we'll just say it. It's a people's pistol. And so, like, that gun, so they're fighting Nazis. That gun's a German gun. She should be shooting a Colt 45. Mm. What's up with that? That's one weird thing.
Unless because she's technically part of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, they're trying to re-engineer it?
I think it's purely through a movie aesthetic that she's just British.
Just a period piece.
Yeah, like, she's British, and what do you think, what people think is, like, a British gun? Oh, 007 PPK.
That's fair.
You know?
That's fair.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Captain America as well. Let me get my SJW cap on here too. Peggy Carter, bad ass in first movie. She didn't take no shit.
No, man.
And
another show that I wanted to watch. I didn't watch the Agent Carter show.
Yeah.
I wanted.
Did that a disservice. And
I can't. Man, we could probably talk about Marvel for hours, but like. I can't wait for that. Oh my god, what's the name of the show? Oh my god, Marvel If.
Oh yeah, What If?
What If? Where Peggy is Captain Britain.
Yep.
And oh man, I want to see that so bad.
And apparently, that is Chadwick's last performance as Black Panther.
That will be in tears for sure.
Again, I think they got to recast him. He's too important, man.
Do they give Shuri the mantle? Because I'm on team before Chadwick's untimely passing. I'm on team Shuri as the next Iron Man, as Ironheart or something.
She could be, but then it would make her too much like Tony because she's making the suit and whatnot. Like, I do like her as the Q. I do like her as the Weapon Master.
But, that whole idea got erased because Ironheart's a Disney Plus series now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, that was in that list of announcements.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what they do, but whatever they do, I just hope they do that character justice.
For sure. Last thing before we end the post show. We'll leave the other topic, I think, for next week.
What was that topic?
The coma topic. Do we get an MCU level decade of interweaving movies ever again to this level? Of having individual movies and then they're tying back to a team up thing and just interweaving and with a huge payoff at the end, but that end game was. Are we ever gonna get that again?
I think they'll try to tackle it again for sure. I think there's bigger bad guys than just Thanos.
I'm not even just talking about MCU eyes. Oh. I'm thinking in film in general.
No, that's going to be decades from now. I was saying the same thing when, again, like yesterday I was watching Endgame for the fight scene, and I'm like, dude, we're never going to get this again. And my brother's like, yeah,
the,
this is going to
take. The feels of everyone showing up on the battlefield and...
Dude, I
remember... The on your left moment and the assemble moment. Oh, my God.
Fucking dude.
I regularly go on YouTube
to watch and search
for crowd reactions to that scene specifically.
Makes me feel alive.
To feel something.
Yep.
God, it's so good.
Dude, I remember being in that theater, cursing my fucking brains out. And there was a little girl in front of me. She could not be anywhere above the age of 6. And I'm just like, I literally tapped the father on the shoulder and I was like, I am so sorry. I taught your daughter all different types of words that she should not have learned. And he's just like,
yeah,
it's okay, man. It was just so hype.
it really was. Gosh, like, that is better. That's one of my favorite theater going experiences, right behind Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah.
Where everyone is screaming at the screen at the same time.
Yeah. Like when Cap grabs the hammer and it's just like, everybody. Dude, I remember it being silent and then like the hammer going and everybody like jumping out of their seat like,
God. Yep.
You're never going to have that again.
That and the moment where you hear Sam go on your left.
Yeah.
And oh my God. And then the portal's opening and then Chadwick walking out. And then you get the Mbambe chance that was going on in my theater as well. God, seeing Spidey hop back up and... Oh, I can't wait to watch this movie right now. Yeah. This is literally, I'm going to stop and put Endgame on. Cause...
Could we, one for 1 second, do the coma one?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, like, we've already been going for like 30 minutes.
You're right. So. Okay, post-show we talked about, or pre-show we talked about this. What would you do, okay? Or someone just woke up from a coma from 2016. They woke up in 2021, a week from now. What are your thoughts? How do you break the news to them of what's going on?
Oh, my God. I don't even think, like, I was thinking of, like, what if you wake up from the coma and like, see all this shit?
Because if someone just said, like, honestly, like, I woke you up from the coma, right? And you're like, oh, whoa, what happened? I was just like, well, a bunch of terrorists tried to overtake the Capitol and, like, broke a bunch of shit, but they were all incompetent and stupid and they couldn't get it done. So, like, luckily, a lot of people's lives were saved. You're like, whoa, that seems like a crazy year. And I'm like... No. And we impeached the president. You're like, that sounds like a crazy year. And I'm like, no, that was just literally a week. And they're like, what?
Yeah. And then guess what? We impeached him again.
Yeah. What? Reality star president? Who thought that was a good idea? Apparently 74 million of us. What?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
Like, where do you start? Do you start at January of 2020 and just forget about the years of 2016, 17, 18, 19? Because, like, sure, those had some monumental things, but the things that happened in 2020 needs a lot of time to digest.
Because I'm just thinking, they're just like, who's the president of the United States? And they're like Barack Obama? And then you're like, it's like a sad sigh.
Exactly. Because that is like a notorious question for any movie where someone wakes up in a coma. It's like, who's the president?
Yeah.
Like, that is something, like a realistic thing that people would ask.
Yeah.
And, God, and to have to sit there and tell somebody Donald Trump has been our president.
What if you wake this person up and you're like, who's the president? And they're just like, well, he's not my president, but... And they're like, sedate.
Go back under. We don't need... Nope, you're fine. We don't need another one of these voices out there.
He can do another 4 years. Yeah, like, how do you break that to him? I should ask one of my friends who's a nurse. It's like, how do you, like, tell someone, like, what's up? Especially, with Rona. Because you'd be like, why is everybody wearing masks? Well, there's a pandemic. You're like, oh, wow, I bet everybody's taking it seriously and staying indoors, washing their hands and staying apart, right?
Yeah.
No.
Hate to break it to you, man. Look next to you. And then you just see, like, shielded rooms and people. And no, that's wild. I think that's the reason why, like, when I watch Castaway and think of being taken out of your life for such a significant amount of time.
Yeah.
How hard that shock would be to the system.
Yeah.
Of, like, I hate FOMO and the fear of missing out and feeling overwhelmed by the amount of shows and movies and games that I have not played and the backlog. And to think that, sure, there's stuff there that would have come out. Like, let's just think about it in games perspective, right?
Oh, my God.
The Nintendo Switch, the PlayStation 5, right. God of War, right. Last of Us Part 2, Breath of the Wild, like, all these monumental gaming things have come
out. What's Infinity War? What's the MCU, Endgame?
Right?
Yeah.
The amount of that stuff to just kind of, like, wrap your head around. But then you get to, like, the actual real world stuff and be like,
how far the culture has, or counterculture has grown, right? Like, real talk, like, out of this past 4 years of how, like, reactionary we have been. Like, you know, I joke around a lot of, like, SJW, whatever nonsense, right? Of like, us being way more acceptive of different people and even, like, you know, like, whether that is, like, sexuality, race, gender, like, all that. And, like, having a person wake up from 2016 still having the 2016 mentality, like, not a lot of people really think about, like, what 4 years does to a person and how they think and how eight years, man, you know, can have an effect on folks as well.
I mean, when you think about it, 2016, from where we are now, didn't know you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd wake you up and you're just like, who are you? I'm like, well.
Who are...
I know this sounds crazy, but you're my co-host on a podcast.
God, to wake up to the notion that you fired me while I was in a coma, and you have a new co-host.
Yeah,
I don't know how I would feel about that, Joe.
Well, I'd be like, you're my third mate now, you know. And then, well,
third, I got bumped down to third.
Well, you gotta earn that place back. You've been gone for so long. I gotta earn
my stripes.
Exactly.
All right.
Listen, I don't just give things to people. You gotta earn those. I don't care that you were hit by a Mack truck, Kyle. You gotta earn this again.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, that's been the Trophy Room post show. What a stark contrast from last post show, by the way. It was Real Talk Radio. Right? Yeah. Last week I almost died. This week, talk about MCU.
And comas.
Oh, my goodness. Kyle, I love you so much, buddy.
Love you, too.
Everybody, love you all. Please stay safe. Please wear a mask. Please respect people's boundaries and stay that socially distant. And, you know, the one thing that I do want to hook on back to, which, shit, I forgot to do it in the show, is, listen, the Trophy Room is a safe space for everyone. We have zero tolerance for racism, sexism, anti-LGBTQ+, bigotry, and hate speech of any kind isn't nor will it ever be welcomed here. We love talking PlayStation. We want to make sure you all feel welcomed here. It's really the mission at the end of the day. We love you. We also get it. This is supposed to be a form of escapism where we want to forget the world sometimes. You know, and I sometimes like to make light of the world while we're in the show to kind of make us laugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we love you all. Stay safe. Have a nice one, guys.